Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to talk about classmate. We have Charlie Hoffs. Charlie just turned 17 and she's very interested in China and Chinese culture. Hi, Charlie, 你好。
你好 Xiaolan.
Right, did you go to school today?
I did. Actually, I am skipping school right now to talk to you.
Wow, okay, I'm so honored. I hope the school doesn't get upset with that. Right, 同学 is classmates. Do you have many of those?
同学, yes, I have about 300 in my grade.
Right, and then how many 同学 do you have in each classroom?
About 20 or so.
20. Okay. So that's more manageable. I remember when I went to the school back to Taiwan, up to my high school, from the elementary school to the high school, every class we had 60 同学.
Oh my goodness.
Yep. So that's a mega size. And the classroom was not much bigger than the modern size. So that means we all had to, sit in a very compact mode and squeeze together with our 同学. And that means that we all have to get on well. Otherwise, bad things will happen.
That's optimistic.
Right. So 同学 is the Chinese word to describe classmate and could be schoolmates too. And 同, that means the same or together. 学, that means study. So people who study together with you, then they are your classmate. 同学。
同学
同学
同学 That's interesting that the literal translation for classmate is to study with. 同 means with. Because in our upper more competitive high schools, it seems like classmates are studying against one another instead of studying with them.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, so I guess it's probably still very competitive if you go to a classroom in China or Taiwan or Hong Kong or Korea. But at the same time, I still have very vivid and lovely memories about studying together with my classmates. And some of them are just amazing. Like I was never a very good student. And some of my 同学, they would share their notes with me. And then in every class, I found, at least in my personal study experience, in every class, everywhere you go to, there's always someone. They write neatly and they write perfect class note, and they are always the one who can answer every single question the teachers asks. And I'm always the one falling behind and trying to catch up with them and borrow their notes after the class.
I have a very hard time believing that you were a bad student, Xiaolan.
I was not 100% good student. I was not that bad. I caused small troubles, not big ones. But all the 同学 I had, they were so amazing. They look after me and then they share the notes with me. They helped me with my revision before the exams. So I did have a great time when I was a student.
That's what it should be.
Yeah. And then we hung out together, and at the same time, we, like in the university, we went to sing karaoke with the 同学, or we just went to hot pot with 同学, and we share a lot of great experiences.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. 同学. And then to describe which 同学, you can say, oh, my elementary classmate. Then we say 小学同学。
小学同学。
Yeah. 小学同学。
小学同学。
Yeah, 小 is small. 学 means study. Small study is elementary school. And the classmate, 同学, from the 小学, it's your elementary classmate, 小学同学。
小学同学。
Yeah, your high school classmate. High school, it's 中学。
中学。
Yeah, 中学 is high school. So high school classmate, 中学同学。
中学同学。
Yeah, and in America, the system, you have junior high school and senior high school. So junior high school, senior high school, in Chinese, they all have different names. So to say senior high school, we say 高中。
高中。
Yeah, 高 means high or higher. And 中 is middle. So higher middle, 高中, and you can say 高中同学, that means you're a senior high school classmate.
高中同学.
And then to say middle school, we can say 国中.
国中.
Or 中学.
中学.
Yeah, 中学同学.
中学同学.
Yeah, so I guess we get a pattern. So elementary school is small study. Middle school is middle study. Or high school is higher study.
Let me guess.
How about university?
I'm going to take a guess that university would be big study. 大学.
Big study. You got it. So 大学, big study is university. So you will go to the university soon, and then you will have your university classmates. So they are your 大学同学.
大学同学.
Yep. And 同学 is the collective term in Chinese because there's no plural or singular. So when we say 同学, that could mean one person or the entire class or even the entire school who study with you. In order to specify how many of them, we have the measuring word to say one measuring word, 同学. So if that's 一个同学, that means one classmate. 一个同学. And if you have three classmates, we have number three, and the measuring word for 同学 is 个. So we say 三个同学. So if your mom asks you, hey, Charlie, you are going for a study with your classmates, how many of them? You can say 三个同学. Yeah, three classmates. Or if you have 10 of them, you can say, oh, 十个同学. Yeah, 10 measuring word, 个同学, 十个同学.
I can imagine if I have a study group of 十个同学, we won't be getting a lot done.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be like a birthday party. So your mom would ask, hi, Charlie, for your birthday party, 生日, how many classmates do you want to invite? You can say, 全班. Yeah, 全 is the whole, and 班 is class, the whole class. And your mom will, her face will turn green. So 全班, that means the whole class. Yeah, the whole class, 全班. Yeah, okay, today we talk about schoolmate or classmate, 同学. Thank you, Charlie.
谢谢小兰.
Right, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见!
再见!